Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 1 showdown with the Bills.
So, Lamar, you returned to where the season ended. What do you think, after playing, you know, after that game and going into this game, what do you think is the biggest key for you guys to change the result?
Don't turn the ball over. You know, finish drives, put our team in a great position to win. That's all.
Lamar, how many times have you gone back and watched the Buffalo game with it all?
I can't count. Just watching film a lot, but just me going back to see, like, a loss, I don't know.
When you look at the film, what do you see?
I see we could have did better. That's it.
We talked to Mark a couple times about that game and looking forward to this one. He says he's very excited. He looks very motivated throughout camp. What are you kind of seeing from your teammate that you come to know, and what do you think, what do you expect going into Sunday's game?
Oh, the Mark that we always get, you know, a guy who loves football, a guy who's eager to win, who wants to win. The same guy, you know, nothing changed.
Hey, Lamar, I'm sure you saw this video of the voiceover did by fans, messages, and comments. These kind of things, how much inspired you to start the season?
Oh, I love stuff like that, man. Shout out to the fans, man. The little kids, it's all love, man. You know, that just motivates me a lot. I can't tell you guys how much I love it, you know. I love them, guy. I love everyone back just as much as they love me.
Well, you've had the experience a couple of times where the team gets deep in January and has a very difficult loss. You guys start like back in the bottom out, and it's like months away before they have a chance to get to, you know, back like a playoff that game.
But yeah.
What is the mental challenge of that? Knowing that's going to take a lot of time, a lot of work to get back to another chance to do it.
Oh, man, it's really just going against your team over and over again. Like, you know, like you said, you know, it takes so long for us to get in this situation, but now it's here. But me just going against my guys and pretty much knowing my guys in and out, like the defense is in and out, it's like, man, I can't wait to play my opponent. You know, I'm tired of playing against my team. You know, it's time to take our frustration out on those guys. So that's pretty much how I look at it.
Well, Lamar, what has stood out to you about this team's preparation over the course of the offseason training camp?
Everyone just dialed in. You know, everyone just been hitting the ground running. It really hasn't been any lackadaisy out there on the field. Our guys been communicating a lot. You know, just everyone just love football. That's what I see from our guys right now.
You talked about even being even more vocal this year.
Yeah.
How have you gone about that in training camp and trying to do that over the course of the
year? I mean, I feel like the guys are pretty much telling, you know, I can't really call it. You know, I just, when I see something that's I don't agree with, I speak my mind. I just want to see everyone do good.
Lamar, I know you didn't go back and like watch the game other than film or whatever, but what did you think when you saw Buffalo first game of the season for this year? Like, what went through your head?
Nothing. You know, it's just like any other game. You know, I'm trying to win regardless. I don't look at no opponent. I always tell you guys this. I don't look at no opponent and be like, I got to beat them. I feel like we got to beat everybody. You know, I'm just locked in.
Lamar, with training camp now in the rear view, what did you learn about just the kind of weapons that you have on this team through all those practices you guys have?
I mean, I pretty much just let they play do the talking. You know, I can't tell you guys what I learned. You know, what I see with my guys. You guys gonna see it come Sunday night.
Well, you've had some explosive week ones in your career without playing a preseason. How do you deal with the sharpness aspect of, you know, having not played a real game in a while and then wanting to be sharp Sunday night?
Just practicing how you play, you know, competing extremely hard at practice against my guys. Guys just, you know, holding their coverages and, you know, doing excited blitzes and stuff like that. That's helping us out, you know, from when the game come. And even though we're not getting hit, you know, it's like I take everything like it's game speed. Like it's a game scenario. And that's why I feel like I'd be prepared.
Do you have a sense of where this offense is, you know, readiness as opposed to other years, you know, year three with Todd and all that?
I never know, you know. I feel like as the game goes on, we pretty much find out. You never know. You know, it's like on paper. You know, everything look good on paper until you get out there on the field. So I just find out what we playing.
Lamar,
Lamar.
Lamar, you said a few times here, just like we'll see on Sunday. You know, we're looking forward to getting to that point, and that's when you get the chance to see it on the field. How would you describe your eagerness to play again, to get back on that field and play the game?
I don't know. I'm pretty calm right now. I think it's the reason I'm calm, though. So I'm chilling, but I'm looking forward to it.
Are you aware, are you in kind of a bubble where the amount of experts that are picking you guys to win the Super Bowl, does that ever register on your radar?
Nah. We got to win our games. Can't go to the Super Bowl without making it to the playoffs, you know? So we got to focus on Buffalo right now. We can't peak too soon. We can't peak. This is extremely early to be thinking about a Super Bowl, you know?
Lamar, you're under contract for the next couple seasons, but, you know, you're extension eligible. Josh Allen signed an extension this offseason. Did you look to sign an extension at all this offseason, and is it possible to do it this year?
I think I tell y'all this all the time. Like, I don't,
there's no one to ask.
You know, it's for, like, yeah, I hear that. But, you know, it's season here. I'm not worried about that. You were better off asking that during camp. So, but I'm locked in, man. I'm ready for the season to start. That time will come.
So there will be no deal once the season starts. I mean, you set yourself up with that answer.
The season here. I'm looking forward to the season.
Hey, Lamar, so you're having some fun with that show, Speed, this guy.
Yeah.
How was that experience? And he really challenged you for a
sprint? Yeah, he really challenged me for no sprint, man. Nah, but man, he dope, man. He's a dope guy, man. And very exciting, you know. A lot of energy, man. It was a lot of fun to go out there and have fun with those guys. Him and the high schoolers. Yeah, it was dope, man. It was a dope experience for me because I really don't be on stream, so that was my first encounter.
So would you really recommend him to be a part of the Ravens?
I don't know. It's different when you're getting hit with pads on. I like what he's doing. You know, I want him to be safe. I don't need him to get hurt out here with us. You know, let us do all that.
When you talk about, you know, taking care of the football, are you happy it's going to be, you know, warmer, at least sunny?
Yeah, man. But, you know, it really don't matter because, obviously, you know, we just seen we played in snow when the playoffs came. So it really don't matter how we play, you know. The win column is all that matters. So I'm just trying to win regardless.
Mar, do you have kind of a forecast of what the next layer of your game looks like? It seems like each year you get kind of sharpen your sword in certain areas. Is there anything you're trying to do that this year?
Like I say this all the time, too. Everything. You know, I really don't have anything specific that I want to just get better at. I try to get better at everything. You know, you can always critique your game and get better at something. You know, you get older, you gotta see what other teams are trying to, you know, stop you at. So just try to get better at everything.
All good. One more. Go ahead, James.
I don't know if we ever asked you. Were you disappointed at all that you didn't win the MVP?
I mean, the voters chose who they wanted to pick. You know, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Real trust in the Democratic process.
Thank you, Mark. All right.